Welcome, 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 welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Matthew, and it is Tuesday, honey. It is Taco Tuesday, and y'all know I love to crunch on my taco. Crunch, 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 baby. Listen, it is September the 7th, 2021, 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks mama socks off, honey. And listen, you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to the ATL. Yes, and I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, Fierce Nation International. And you all know I've been talking about it since last week. They have done it again. Fierce Nation International has hit a home run, honey. They have us listed in the largest directory in Georgia. Yes, for radio shows and podcasts, baby. Yes, they do. Largest radio directory. And so we are celebrating a win. So that means when Fierce Female Network wins, everyone that does promotion wins. It is a joint effort around here. It is not a one-man show. We all work together to win, win, win. And so when we're listing in the largest directory in multiple states, that means that's more coverage and exposure for every single artist that's on the network. So we're holding down two states. We're holding down New York City, and we're holding down Georgia for the largest radio show directories. And so what that means, wait, let mama break it down for you. So what that means, when there's a large directory, that means we're getting so many downloads, which we want. You know, we want that because that gives us a little cha-ching. You know what I mean? And so that brings us sponsors. That brings you guys an opportunity to have your music heard more and more and more and more. And so that's fabulous. That is wonderful and spectacular. And now listen, I got some promotions for today. Got some really, really hot folks. You know, I got Jay Morris and Jay Wyman, W-A-Y-M-A-N. And listen, got a very, very smart young lady, Miss Grace, Tasanga Grace. She has an amazing song that I'm going to play on today. And also, Dex Popping Out. Y'all heard the artist. You know, some of these artists' name is really, really, really interesting. And you know what I mean? I don't want to start giving a life lesson before I get into the music, but I got to say this. I wonder sometimes where some of these artists' names come from. Now, Mr. Dex, I'm not making fun of you, okay? But I'm just talking about the name. D-E-X, pop in out. I'm looking at this now. It's saying Dex popping out. You know, I kind of like that. That's kind of smooth. Dex, yeah, one thing about him, it's original. And you're not going to forget it. And so he landed. He landed with that. Yes, he did. It's just like a plane, you know, coming in for a landing. So when the plane coming in and it's hitting the runway, baby, it's hitting the real smooth. Y'all know when you're taking your trip and the pilot is going for that runway, he goes down real smooth with not too many bumps. You know what I mean? I can't stand when they go bumpity, 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 bumpity. A whole bunch of bumps there. Everything's just jiggling all around up in your overhead. So listen, I said that to say this. This artist came in to the runway, and he made a smooth landing with his name. Yeah, he did. Dex popping out. Who gonna forget that, baby? So listen. This song is Fly With Me, up coming artist, Camellio. Now listen, this song is Fly With Me, Fly With Me, Fly With Me.
Yeah. Look me in the eyes, pretty eyes. Tell me why you try when you shouldn't. Tell me why you like butterflies. Stop saying it's cause you couldn't.
Cause you can't.
Be happy. As happy grants you to be. Be happy. As happy wants you to be. Darling, you're truly something special. Please don't let them take your crown. Yes, you're oh so very incredible. Just turn that frown upside down.
Be happy.
That is good stuff, good stuff. That is Fly With Me from the artist Camellio, Camellio, Camellio. And I was talking about him on yesterday about this song and how it has the flavor of, I was saying it was Just Be Happy, but you all remember the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. You remember a long time ago, everybody was walking around singing, Don't Worry, you know, Be Happy. That song reminds me of that, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And, you know, that the flavor of that song, Fly With Me, it has the flavor of everybody walking around and singing, you know what I mean? And I hate to use this particular artist, you know, but it reminds me, he reminds me of this artist, you know, all the last couple of days. I say, he really reminds me of R. Kelly, too. He really do. But, you know, too many people ain't talking about R. Kelly right by now. But he do. He got that smooth flavor like R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? But so Fly With Me, I really enjoyed it. I really liked it. It got a smooth beat. Like, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And you know what? Camellio, he can do a special line of T-shirts. You know, people is all into T-shirts. And you see artists all the time with their merchandise. And so he can really coin a lot of different things with his music, of course, and with his signature look. He got a really nice signature look. Yeah, he do. And so when I see that, I just love to say it just like it is, honey. And so, listen, I'm playing with all these promotions. So, once again, let me tell you, we got Dex popping out. That's coming up. Jay Morris, Jay Wyman, and Miss Grace, Tasanga Grace, have some music that's coming up during this episode. And I'm going to play right now. This is Jay Wyman, W-A-Y-M-A-N. His song is I Lost Your Number. I Lost Your Number. And he's running a really super bad promotion with me on this week. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great time because this is a great, great, great song. Lost Your Number. And you can't forget the name of the song, can you? No, you can't because it's memorable. I like stuff that's memorable. So once again, Lost Your Number. Take a look. Lost Your Number.
Lost your number.
man. You know, I don't know why my DJ be falling asleep on the you know, switchboard, but listen. Man, let me tell y'all something. Lost your number. That is a party jam showing up. That is a party. You know, it ain't party. That's not a party jam. It's a party jam. You know what I mean? Because when you hearing that song, you cannot stay in your seat, honey. You're going to have to get up, move your body, and you know that's the kind of song you be sweating to. You got your drink. You know, if you ain't got nobody to watch your drink, you got to take your drink with you now. You know, don't leave your drinks on the table because people is crazy these days. You don't want nobody putting no hooch in your stuff. You know what I mean? You don't want that. So, you know, dancing with your drink, that's the kind of song when you're dancing with your drink, you're on that float just dancing. I lost number, you know. And I be like, well, boy, don't you lose my number. You know what I mean? If you ask for my number, baby, you better use it, okay? You better use them 7 days. But listen, you know, Mom like to have a good time. So listen. That song is the bomb. It is the Shazenzo. You know what I'm saying? Let's do Dawg say it's the Shazenzo. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that song, you can get your groove on because I like to get my groove on, baby. Lost your number. And see, that song, you can see everybody walking up and down the street singing it. See, you know, that's another recipe for success. I be trying to tell y'all recipe for success. When you got a song and you can really imagine, not fake imagining, people have songs and they think it's a hit, you know what I mean? And they think people can walk up and down the street singing it. Yep, not all the time, Sugar Pie. I hate to wake you up from your dream. You know, you ain't having a dream. You having a nightmare, baby. Because if you got a song that ain't got a good beat and can't nobody sing it but you, you better work on the next song. Okay, so listen. But I lost your number. You can just really imagine people walking around singing that song to themselves. I got your number, lost your number. You know what I mean? You can imagine hearing that song on the radio all across America. I lost your number. Yes, oh, yes, you can, baby. Listen. So listen. Now, if your song, not Mr. or Miss Artist, if you got a song and you can't imagine people walking around the house singing it, work on the next song, okay? Every song people come up with is not a hit, okay? That's a given. Everything people come up with is not a hit, especially when you're starting out. You got to learn the rhythm of things. Some people don't even know their own rhythm. If you don't know your own rhythm, how you going to come up with a hit? You know what I mean? So first of all, you got to find your own rhythm. You know, not all, you, listen. People think that all black folks got rhythm. You got some black folks out here ain't got rhythm worth Shinola, okay? So that's just the truth about it. And listen, some white folks got more rhythm than black folks. And now listen, please don't send me no bad comments because I'm just having entertainment right now, okay? People have to understand this show is about promoting music and entertainment. Yeah. Now listen, I got to get a little serious now. Miss Grace got a song, Fight for Our Lives. Okay, this song is about fighting for our lives, and she really has a message. Her name is Grace. Okay, y'all hear me now. Tusanga Grace. She spells her first name T-S-U-N-J-G-A-I. Tusanga Grace. I want y'all to hear this. It's Fight for Our Lives. Y'all check this out on the real.
Children are dying, their mamas are crying. We all we can read, but there's people denying it's true. Denying it's true. Been 400 years since this year, it's been 26. And we're so over it, sick of the pain it inflicts. Yeah, we're tired and sick. You say the people are rioting, people are rioting, but it's disquieting that you dispute while we're fighting. You say we're lying. You say the city is burning down, all up in flames. The whole world is burning cause you won't say their name. So we're fighting. Ask why we're fighting. We're fighting for our rights, yo. We're fighting for our lives, yo. No, it ain't black and white, no. We're fighting for our lives, yo. Yeah, we're fighting for our rights, yo. We're fighting for our lives, yo. No, it ain't black and white. Yeah, we're fighting for our lives, yo. Calling us dark cause we kneel down and protest. Our necks get kneeled on, it's like you don't notice. shot down and killed in our beds as we sleep. Men cry out, mama, they won't let me breathe. System is broken, it's needing a change. And now is the moment we can be estranged. My dream is denied by the color of my skin, color of my skin. But you say that people are rioting, people are rioting. But it's disquieting that you dispute while we're fighting. You say we're lying. You say the city is burning down, no one is safe. For people like me here, it's never been safe. But we're fighting, that's why we're fighting. Yeah, we're fighting for our rights, yo. We're fighting for our lives, yo. No, it ain't black and white. Yeah, we're fighting for our lives. Yeah, we're fighting for our lives. Yeah, we're fighting for our lives. No, you can't just stand to the side. Come on and join the fight, yo. We're fighting for our lives. Yeah, we're fighting for. Fighting for our lives.
Listen, listen, listen. That song, you know, I got to slow down because, you know, this is a serious subject. Fighting for our lives. The name of the artist, Tasanga Grace. And I really do hope I'm pronouncing the first name correctly. Tasanga, that's a beautiful name. T-S-U-N-G-A-I, Tasanga Grace. Listen, listen, y'all, listen. Y'all check this out. She is a dynamic 20-year-old woman. She's 20 years old, singing a song, and she's out of South Africa. She's South African. She's out of South Africa. Listen, listen, 20 years old. You know, her voice has such maturity. You know what I mean? Perfect, perfection, 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 perfection. The music is perfection. She plays the violin, the piano, and she also plays the drums, and you can hear her voice, nothing but pure talent. Listen. She's talking about fighting for our lives. That song, she wrote that song during 2020 when we were, you know, of course, all down in lockdown with COVID-19. And so she wrote, she spent her time writing that song during 2020 during COVID. So she spent her time, you know, really doing something constructive. And the song, if you don't know about, the song is about, you know, people of color fighting for their lives, fighting for our rights. It's, she's talking about George Floyd, and she's talking about Breonna Taylor, you know. And so, you know, I don't want to turn, you know, the show into a political platform, but, you know, it's really easy for me to do that. And, you know, in America, we shouldn't really have to be living in a time where people of color is still, we got to scratch and fight for stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, Lord, don't let me go there. But listen, here come a life lesson. You know, here come a life lesson on race. And you know what? Whatever your race, whatever your ethnicity, if you don't like it, I don't even want to apologize because truth is just truth. So listen, we living in 2021. I see it like that. We're living in 2021. I'm a black woman. You know what I mean? If you can't tell now that I'm a black woman, there's something wrong with your hearing, something wrong with your hand. Okay? So now listen, this songwriter, Miss Grace, is talking about we fighting. We still fighting for our lives. Well, my God, how far did we come? You know, Martin Luther King died for the right. Died. You know what I mean? And so we got another platform. Here come Miss Grace. Miss Grace is the spinning image of Dr. Martin Luther King. Only difference is Dr. King, of course, was a reverend. You know what I mean? A man of peace. And this young lady is a woman of peace. But she's using her talent, you know, in music to sing about something in order to make a change. You know what I mean? So what I see is what could possibly happen. This song is so dynamic and so powerful. Why not have it to be an anthem for Black Lives Matter? You know what I mean? Why do we even have to say Black Lives Matter in 2021? Every life matters. You know what I'm saying? Every life does matter. But why is it that African-American people have to stand up and say, well, my life matters? You know what? Why do we have to live in a universe, you know, that's socially depressing when it comes to people of color? I don't understand that. I really don't. I don't understand that. You know, when I'm talking so much, you know, I get excited about these subjects. You know, I'm a very opinionated person. I'm a very political person. You know, if you didn't know it, you know it now. So I just don't understand why. You know, I know it comes from the roots and where we come from and that thing. And next year, I sure ain't about to start talking about roots. Okay? So I ain't going down that road because I'll never get off the air. So listen, well, I said all of that to say this, Miss Grace. Job well done, job well done, job well done, well done. You know, I'm the kind of person, maybe I'm a little still naive in some things, because I believe, you know, it's supposed to be equality. It's supposed to be so it's like this. Here's a good example. It's like this. If a European person has a talent that's good and a person of color have a talent that's good, it's supposed to be equal, right? You know, but sometimes we know it don't work out that way. Sometimes you got people sitting behind the desk, the select person that's of a European nature, when they know good and damn well the black person might have a little bit of edge over them, and they won't pick that person because their color is a little bit different. So you know that ain't right. And that's what the lady's talking about, fighting for our rights. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all. You know what? And I'm ready for my apple pie. You know what I'm saying? You know, people of color are sometimes still not enjoying the apple pie. You know, apple pie is supposed to be the symbol, you know, America, apple pie and hot dogs and all this kind of stuff. Well, how come some African-American color or people of color is still eating mud? You know, that ain't right. You know what I mean? So, listen, let me move on to the next song, you know, because when I start talking about social justice, I don't know how to stop. I get really wound up, and anybody will get wound up if they care. You know what I mean? So I care about all these things. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. And listen, I got to take a break because I got a sponsor, and she has a store in California. She's out in California, and she has a pet store. Yes, she does, and she's very passionate about pets, so we got to segue into pets. Ain't that something? That's a real switch, isn't it? So now we're going to talk about pets. She sells pet collars and things of that nature, and she really has a dynamic business. She really does, and she has free shipping. Free shipping. So if you go to her website and order something, you can get free shipping. Isn't that wonderful? That is wonderful. Check this out. Here it is. Hold
Visit pawbox.com to purchase pet collars, leashes, and costumes for Halloween. There's a 15% off store-wide sale for already discounted products. Win a free $500 Visa gift card.
All right, now that's Paul. Her store, so if you go online, you can check out all the items that she has for sale. And let me tell you this, she has a 15% off. 15%, she's giving a discount, 15% off anything that you see online. This is for upcoming up Halloween. And so you can get 15% off everything, even if it's already discounted. So if she has something in the store on the website, if you're in the area in California, and you go into the store and there's something that you see and it's discounted with 10% off or 15% off, you get an additional 15% off. Mm-hmm. Now, that's pretty good. You know what I mean? So I want y'all to check her out in California. I'm going to give out that information. Y'all keep on listening. I'm going to give you the website and the information where she is. And I got, you know, some more promotions to get in here. Now, listen, I got a song I got to play here. This artist is Mr. MJ, J-A-S-E. Yes, yes, yes. I want y'all to check out his song. Check this out, y'all.
Lady, come and enter into my heart. Can you fold my heart?
Michael Jase. Stage name is M Jase, M-J-A-S-E. His website is m.jase.bandcamp.com. m-jase.bandcamp.com. Up next is a really special song by Dex Papineau. And he calls this one Virgo, 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 Virgo.
No. I'm just a zoo in a zoo.
Looks like you lost another one.
I'm just a zoo in a zoo. I'ma just zoom past your crib memory. If I zoom past you in a zoo, I'ma just be some shit, I'ma just go. Yeah, these niggas, they won't wipe they nose. I'ma just pull up with a blick and spray. Why these niggas talking money? Why they got nothing else to just say? Nigga, I wake up every fucking day and I go and just go chase a bag in my head. Money spread, big rack. I'ma go to bed and just sit that. I'ma grab a cup and just sip that. I just got the couple in, yeah, I just sip that. I just rolled a 3.5 to the face. I just rolled a 3.5 to the face. Yeah, this shit is not for me. I'ma go into doing this, I'ma zo. I'm a zoo in a zoo. I'ma hit you with a blick. Why you niggas always talking like they shit? I'm not sure I just know why they hate. I'ma spray. I don't know why they hate. I don't know why they hate, but I'ma shit. I just keep a blick. Hey, niggas wanna talk on a nigga deck. Yeah, I keep it 40 ways. In my chest, I let you.
Oh, yeah.
If I want war, I'ma sit you with a flick. Shoot a nigga with a tummy, I'ma hit you quick. Yeah, I was born in the 305. I'ma ride or die. I'm with my fans, I'ma fry. Nigga, you know I'm about to slide. You know I'm about to fucking slide. Nigga, you know I'm about to slide.
Yes, that's Dex popping out, baby. Virgo, y'all know what, mama is out of town. Now, y'all know mama has some real strong life lessons. I don't know what's going on right here on this network. It seemed like to me the harder Fierce Nation International worked, the harder I'm working. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all know Fierce Nation International was out of Africa, West, South, and North Africa. They're in Kenya, Zimbabwe. You know, have some artists that is in Germany and the UK, and then of course my honorary member, Miss Karan Patani in India. So I'm telling you, they are really working really super hard. And my miss out of time, you know. But guess what? We got another promotion going on later on this afternoon. So yes, yes, yes. More entertainment, more comedy, more music. So if y'all didn't know, now I love to make people laugh. So listen, y'all don't take everything so serious. You know what I mean? It seems like to me I can make a joke out of anything. I can see a glass of water and make it laugh. You know? You know what I mean? It's just that way. You know what I'm saying? If I can make somebody laugh throughout the day, I have done my job. So now if it's a glass of water sitting on your table, you better move that glass of water, because when I come by, that water is liable to jump up out of the glass from laughing so hard. Okay. So it's just that way. Now, listen, I'm out of time, and I'll
you motivated.